This is Ask Me Another, NPR's final hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. So, here's what we're going to do, my friend. This is just for you and me. I'm going to ask you about things that have happened on Ask Me Another that our listeners actually never got to hear. All right, so in a cut segment from our 2016 Los Angeles Roadshow, do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell you what you said later.
Okay.
But we did a bit where we pretended one of our guests was running late and had Weird Al step in to do the interview instead.
Okay.
This was our idea of a hilarious joke. Who was the guest?
That was when we had Tom Cruise on the show.
It was Tom Cruise.
It was Tom Cruise.
And of course he was running late.
He's always late. Yeah, he's got a lot to do.
It was okay. It was not Tom Cruise.
All right. Who was it?
Do you want to hear the clip?
Yeah, let's hear the clip.
Okay.
So what a typical day?
Yeah, every day.
And the life of me, Jeff Goldblum. Okay.
No problem.
Well, on a typical day, my alarm would go off at 11 a.m.
Oh.
I would put on my rhinestone bedazzled morning Speedos. And then I'd trundle onto the bathroom where my manservant would brush and floss my teeth.
Okay, so maybe you know the answer.
I mean, it's Jeff Goldblum.
Yes, exactly.
Can I just say, Weird Al is such a funny, funny man. And in my defense,
yeah,
Jeff Goldblum is the Tom Cruise of character actors.
Yeah. And he's been in a lot of movies.
So I was very close.
Yep, that are sort of action-based. Okay, that was very good. Here's a new one. We made quite an entrance in our 2018 San Diego Roadshow. How did we come into that theater? Do you remember?
I believe what we did is we got those electric scooters that some cities have,
yes,
like littering the sidewalk like garbage.
Yep.
We each picked one and we each rode in from the back of the house all the way down the aisle and just dropped him in front of the stage and jumped on
and
the
hopped
stage.
On the stage. And it was quite an incline, may I say.
It felt a little unsafe.
And it was the bird.
The bird scooters.
The bird scooters. And then I don't know what happened to the bird. All I remember is that I guess mine did not get returned immediately. So it was a hefty charge.
It was a very long rental.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. We have a clip of Travis announcing our entrance.
Let's listen to this triumphant moment.
Please welcome to the stage of the historic Balboa Theater in San Diego, Ophira Eisenberg and Jonathan Colton.
I mean, let me just say, massive props to producer Travis Larcher.
That was amazing.
For his professional wrestling intro.
Oh my God. I felt like I was at wrestling inside of a monster truck. This is so good. Did you hear that cheer?
Yeah.
People loved the scooters.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your next one. In a bit that we cut out of our 2017 show with musician Jason Mraz, we handed him an object and asked him to do something with it.
Hmm.
What was it?
We handed him Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
That's a good object.
And we asked
him
to stick it where the sun don't shine.
We're like, we're done.
Did he open an avocado farm?
Yes!
We handed him an avocado.
And?
Asked him to identify what kind of avocado it was.
Close. We just asked him to identify the ripeness. The thing that we go through.
Jason Mraz, is this a ripe avocado?
Right, the thing you go through in your house all the time. How do you know? Is it time to slice it or not?
You're telling me that this got cut out of the show the moment where he asked Jason Mraz if the avocado was ripe?
Yeah, well, let's listen. Is that avocado ripe?
Yes.
Even he knew at the time. He was like, this is not good for radio. What are you people doing?
Yeah, right. He was like, can I go?
I thought this was a real show.
Why are you giving me an avocado on a radio show?
You know that I'm Jason Mraz, right?
All right. This is a classic one that comes up in my brain when I think of all the different things. Like, when things go great, you want to celebrate them. But what you really want to talk about after the show is when it did not go as expected.
Yeah.
So in 2013, we forgot to hit record before interviewing one of our guests, and we had to do the interview all over again. Who was the guest?
I remember this. I will never forget it because it is one of my biggest fears, is that I'm going to do a thing that is supposed to be recorded and just never hit record. So I will never forget, it was R.L. Stine, author R.L. Stine.
Yes, R.L. Stine. And what a professional, creative person, because he rolled with it. He was not upset at all. And he came back on and I asked him some of the same interview questions, some different ones to keep it fresh. And he answered all of them differently. He made like an entirely new, interesting segment.
Yes. Thank you for not yelling at us.
All right. So this year we spoke to a Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient who greeted us in an unexpected voice. Who are we hearing in this clip?
I've enjoyed your radio show for years because, you know, I love music. You know, the questions you ask people is so silly. I just don't know how you could ever answer these questions on your show. You're wonderful.
You know, what's shocking is we hadn't spent 10 seconds talking to each other when he started doing it. And it's like, it just goes to show what a wonderful mind and heart he has. That was Yo-Yo Ma.
That was Yo-Yo Ma, right.
And that is the way he chose to enter the room, with a goofy voice.
You know, and I was obviously psyched to have him on the show. Mm-hmm. I was also intimidated. Sure. I wanted to make the best use of that time. And then he entered like that. And I was like, oh, this is just going
to
be great.
Yeah. And I want him to be my guru and my psychiatrist and also my mom.
I know.
Yeah.
Great job, Jonathan. You got 3 out of 5.
Thanks, Safira. I thought we were keeping score.
Sorry.